بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين We've been studying the concept of dignity in Islam, and today is our fifth session. We reached the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor to some of His creatures in addition to the general fact that everything created by Allah has honor because of relation with Allah. And then we mentioned that some human beings are introduced in the Quran as those who have been honored by Allah as mukramun, like the inhabitants of heaven, like Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we said that we want to see how Allah has honored and dignified all human beings. And this is our topic today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Isra talks about the story of human beings and also a story of Iblis. And it is very interesting that in the same surah, twice the idea of takrim, of honoring human beings, has been mentioned. One is in Surah Isra, verse 70, chapter 17, verse 70. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah says, we have certainly honored children of Adam and carried them in land and seas and gave them sustenance from the pleasant things and raise them over many of our creations. So لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, and this is the ayah that inshallah I will explain more. But before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that Iblis refer to Allah honoring Adam. If you go back to the verses 60 onwards, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Remember the time, the day, we told the angels to prostrate before Adam. They all prostrated except Iblis. قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا. Shall I do sajda for what has been created by you from clay? Do you ask me to do sajda for something from clay? Then he said, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ لَئِنْ أَخَّرْتَنَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Said, this person that you preferred him to me, كَرَّمْتَ, you preferred him, you honored him, respected him more than me, if you let me survive, you let me be here till the day of judgment, I am going to destroy his progeny except few, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ. Some people said it means to uproot, to destroy completely. And Allama Tabatabai prefers to say to control. So Iblis, when he wants to show why he is very, upset and angry, he says, هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ. The one that you have preferred him and raised him and honored him over me. And after some verses, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. So, although these are not exactly the same thing, because one is كَرَّمَ عَلَى, which shows a kind of comparison, and one is لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا, which is showing to a quality of children of Adam by themselves, an essential quality. But this is very much also connected. So the idea is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right from the beginning of the creation of Adam and his progeny, and actually even before creating Adam, when he informed the angels about what he is going to do later, because he said, I am going to do this, he had a special position for human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially honored human beings in several aspects. We find this special position of human beings demonstrated in the Quran. One is asking the angels to do sajda for Adam. This is remarkable. Although it's not that they worshipped Adam, they didn't worship Adam. This is a sign of respect. But at the same time, is a sign of being humble before Adam. Yeah? If the angels were in a higher position than Khalifatullah, Allah could have said, salute him. Okay? Do any type of respect. But sajda is very powerful. It's so powerful that in Islam, actually, we don't do sajda for anyone other than God. But before Islam, it's possible you find, that sometimes they did sajda for other than God. Like, the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam, that they did sajda, So, the fact that Allah says, do sajda for Adam shows maximum respect. A special, unique respect for someone who must be very high in position. The second thing is that although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already angels who are very close to him, who are muqarrab, who are mukram, ibadun mukramun, but he didn't choose them as his vicegerent on the earth. Allah told them, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." I want to have my vicegerent on the earth, not an angel in heaven, a human being on the earth. "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." And again, to be Khalifatullah, to be representative of Allah, to be vicegerent of Allah, this shows the honor of human beings. The third aspect of a special position of human beings is that Allah demonstrated for the angels unlimited capacity of human beings for learning, for knowledge. When they were surprised why Allah is in need of creating a new creation while they are doing all the time tasbih, remembrance of Allah, invocating Allah, glorifying Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to show them why he has decided to choose Adam as his vicegerent, and you know, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاء إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to explain, to convince them, to let them understand, Allah didn't want them just to accept without being able to understand. Allah didn't want to silence them. Allah wanted them to understand. So said, okay, Adam knows all the facts. Now, I want to see whether you have also this capacity or not. And then they said, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We don't have any knowledge except what you have taught us. And this means that their capacity was less, because if they had more capacity, Allah would have taught them more. They could have said to Allah, we had capacity, you didn't teach us, you taught Adam. No, they didn't have capacity to be taught more. So one aspect of the special position of human beings is their capacity for learning all the facts, all the names. Another aspect is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made what exists in this planet and in other planets in the sky at their disposal to use it. Sakhara, he made at their disposal to use it, to benefit from. Of course, we believe that this has to be in a responsible way. We don't believe that, you know, we can use all the things that Allah has created without being responsible. We have to be very careful. We have to be at the same time looking at trust. We cannot waste water. We cannot, you know, waste, greenery. We have to be very careful about the environment, but at the same time, it's possible for us to benefit from them. Even sometimes you see animals which are much bigger than us, like elephant, like, camel. Allah has given us the ability to tame them and to benefit from them. They cannot have control over us. Even when it comes to jinns, human beings have ability to control jinns. And jinns cannot control human beings who use their aql. Yes, those who listen to them, of course, they can control them. So, this is another aspect. The other thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when talks about the creation of man, he says that we have given him from our spirit, the spirit which he attributes to himself. Of course, this is not in the sense that Allah has a spirit. It's to honor, izafiyya, tashrifiyya, as we call it. Like we say, Baytullah, Yawmullah, house of God, day of God. Allah says, human spirit is ruhi, it's my spirit. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ ruhi. I blow into him from my spirit. And it is not only about Adam. It's about all human beings. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينَ. This ayah is a very good ayah to refute the idea of evolution. As far as this line of human being is concerned, it's very clear that the first human being in our, lineage is not created from another human being or another animal. Because as بَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَيْنٍ. He started the creation of man from clay, then he made his progeny, his children, from semen, from water, which is very, mean water. ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. So Allah created man. The beginning was different. Adam from clay, the rest from water. But then Allah says, ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. Then Allah completed the physical side and then blow into him from his spirit. So this means that all human beings have this valuable spirit which Allah attributes to himself. So this is another aspect of man's honor. The other aspect, I am very fast because we have many, many things to cover and I want to finish this today. The other thing is that Allah, after talking about creation of man and the completion of that by giving soul or a spirit, he says, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. May he be blessed, the one who is the best of the creators. We don't have any place in the Quran which says man is the best of creatures. In the Quran, we don't have this idea that man is ashraf makhlugat or ahsan makhlugat. We don't have this. What we have is faddalnahum ala kathiran mimman khalaqna tafdil, better than many. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is the best of the creators. So, why he didn't say this in another place? Why after talking about creation of man, and then summa ansha'nahu khalqan akhar, then we gave it another creation which refers to the creation of soul, then he says, fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. So, Allah is the best of the creators because he is the one who is able to create this soul, this spirit. The way Allah has created man is the best. But the man is not necessarily the best. This is very important. Our creation is the best. But we are not the best by creation. What does it mean? It means that it's not that automatically, naturally, by birth, when you are created, you are the best. No, you are better than many, but not the best. But the creation is the best. How? Because this is the creation in which there is capacity for unlimited perfection, unlimited knowledge, unlimited mercy, unlimited love. Therefore, when Allah refers to creation of man, he says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. And he is أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. But what we actually possess when we are born doesn't make us the best. Okay? Sometimes I use this example. I say it's like creating a machine. For example, suppose we have two factories. They produce laptops, okay, computers. One factory produces the fastest laptop, but it is fixed. Another production line, maybe in another factory, produces the laptop, which is not the fastest, but has the ability to upgrade itself and become even faster than the fastest. Which production line is better? The one who produces what is the fastest, but it is fixed and cannot grow, or the one which produces something that at the time of production is not the best, but it can upgrade itself and become faster and faster, and there is no limit for that. For sure, this is better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demonstrated his greatest power and design when created man. Not because we are by birth very special, you know, in the sense that we are the best. No. But we have that possibility of upgrading ourselves and becoming actually the best. So, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا is what we have in the time of creation, in the time of, say, birth or before birth, creation of the soul. Because the main thing is when soul is created. But أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ أَحْسَنُ التَّقْوِيمُ refers to our way of being created. That the way of being created is the best. The other aspect is that Allah has given human beings free will. And this free will is different from free will of angels. This is a very important point. Angels are also free. They do all the good things freely. They are not forced. But in the angels, freedom doesn't come with choice. They don't have multiple options. They are not tested. They don't have desire for bad things. They only want good. They are created in the way that they always wish to do good things. They desire good things. So they do good things freely, but not choosing to do good things. But Allah has given us freedom with choice. We can decide to do good things. We can decide to do bad things. So our freedom is different from freedom that exists in the angels. And because of this, we can become better than angels if we do what angels do, but while we still have desires for bad things. So this is what makes us even better than angels. If we do what angels do, but with suffering from temptations coming from shaitan or nafs ammare, but still we do what angels do, then we would be better. So this free will, this possibility of choose that exists in human beings make them very special. And this is one explanation of إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Why man was able to undertake the great trust that even the mountains, the skies, the earth were not able to undertake? Because we have this a special gift of God, which is freedom, which is to choose voluntarily. And inshallah, tomorrow we will continue. Unfortunately, the time finished. I wanted to finish this discussion today, but I have to continue. And we will explain what Allama Tabatabai Rahmatullah Alayh has said about the verse, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. If you want to prepare yourself, it's in volume 13 of Al-Mizan, pages 155 onwards. And we will explain, inshallah, more how Allah has honored human beings. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.